Welcome to this week's Campfire Musical Sesh. My name is Mitch Elliott. I'm joined in the studio by my co-host, John Burdick.
Hello, Mitch.
Friday, man. And we're joined in the studio by Susie Brown. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so Susie, tell us a little bit about your background.
I grew up in Alpine, Utah, so not too far from here, just on the other side of the mountain.
Okay.
And my mom put a fiddle in my hand when I was four, started a bluegrass band called the Charlie Brown Family Band, and We used to play up here, actually, on the weekends when I was in high school, up at the Snowden on the Park City ski lift. So I have lots of memories coming up to Park City and doing music.
And you have an upcoming show as well for today. Is that right?
Yeah. Tonight, 6 to 8 at the New Park Concert Series. It's our first time doing that concert series, so it'll be fun.
Well, I'm sure that people will come out in droves, especially after this stellar interview.
Of course.
Playing the fiddle at 4. Like, what were your jams at 4?
Twinkle Twinkle, probably Bylum Cabbage,
yeah.
Lots of bluegrass stuff.
And so when did you start thinking, okay, I want to be a musician as a career?
Well, I did a lot of bluegrass, like fiddle contests growing up and played in a lot of bands and things. And then we started getting paid for it. I'm like, you can make money doing this? That's the coolest job ever.
Right.
Yeah, when we come up to Park City and play at the Snowden, we'd make tips and that would pay for my gas money in high school. And I think being on stage is, for me, that was the fun part because there's always that rush of, can I remember everything?
Yeah.
Can I get that solo? If somebody like throws me a solo or something, can I get it? And just the energy of playing with a band is just so much fun.
Tell us a little bit about your love of country and Americana. Where did that stem from?
Probably just growing up playing a lot of bluegrass. I listened to a lot of country music growing up. My parents had Garth Brooks and Trisha and a whole bunch of other mix of like jazz and all kinds of music, which I feel fortunate to be exposed to all that kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
And I played the fiddle, so you can't really detour too far away from the country music scene.
Did you take any training through high school and whatnot? Or did
I had a teacher for several years up until probably was about 15, 16. And my mother actually, she was kind of the driving force behind everything. She wanted the family band. Her nickname was Charlie. Her name was Shirley Brown, but her nickname was Charlie. And so it was named after her. My dad played bass. My sister played guitar. My niece is actually 9 months younger than me. And so she played mandolin. And then I played the fiddle and we just sing all the time together. I think just getting out and playing a lot is a lot of training. But then after my mom passed away, when I was 16, I was just starting my junior year. I kind of stopped doing music and it was actually coming up here on the weekends to Park City to do those shows is what kept me playing because I was in such a weird place after she passed because I'm the youngest and it was just me and dad at home and I was just trying to figure out high school and figure out all of those things since she had passed because she was everything, you know, as moms are.
Mm-hmm.
And just figuring out if I wanted to still do music and I quit orchestra, but playing in my family band is what kept me playing. And then eventually I ended up at one of those shows that we did up at Snowden. There was a drummer for like Diamond Rio or something that came through and he was telling us all about Nashville. My dad got his info. He's like, well, if you ever make it out to Nashville, give me a call. Eventually, when I moved there, we did.
What a journey you've been through already and still more to come. Thank you for sharing that. We're sorry that you had to go through that experience, but I'm sure it shaped you into the musician you are now.
Oh, definitely.
So with music kind of being in your blood, how do you feel like you differentiated yourself and made your own style?
To find yourself as an artist, you just immerse yourself in all kinds of different kinds of music and you figure out what really moves you, what really gets you excited to play, and you make it your own. So even like covers that my band plays now, we really make it our own and put our own little style on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just naturally gravitate towards something that makes you passionate about performing.
Well, we're excited to hear some of that passion come out right now. So what is the first song you get to play for us today?
We're going to play a song called Baby, It's You.
Any background on this you want to share?
I wrote this song with my old duo partner. When I was in Nashville, I signed a record deal under a band called the Jane Deere Girls. And we were on Warner Brothers and we toured all over the place. And this was one of our songs that helped us get our record deal. But it didn't end up making it on the album. And I've always loved it. And so finally, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put it out. that's kind of the history behind it. I wrote it with her and a guy named Danny Myrick. And he wrote, if you guys are into country music, he wrote Jason Aldean's She's Country and International Harvester and a couple other hits.
Well, star-studded surrounding cast for this song. We're excited to hear it. Baby, It's You, right here on the Community Campfire. Take it away.
Take a ride out in the country, just you and I. I know a secret place where nobody else goes. I'm thinking pizza and candlelight, a blanket under a starry sky, leaving the world behind and dancing to the radio. Chasing their crazy dreams, I'm tired of wasting all my time on stupid, superficial things that don't mean nothing in the grand scheme. I don't need no money, a Maserati on a brand new mansion out in LA. Only one thing makes me happy, baby.
Right, maybe it's me. I like that. That's a fun feel.
Thank you. It's been a favorite of mine for a long time, so it's time to get it out.
I'm so glad we got it out for our listeners here on the Community Campfire. If you're just joining us, we're sitting down with Susie Brown here in studio. She'll be at New Park tonight, so get your blankets out. Get out there right now, and she'll see you for soundcheck.
Perfect.
Susie, tell us a little bit about your experience in Nashville. You're here now, but you had a whole career out in Nashville where you probably learned a lot. Can you tell us about it?
Feels like a whole other lifetime. But I moved out there shortly after doing a couple years of college. And it was just kind of one of those things where I felt really inspired to go. We had taken a family vacation out there. And I was never one of those girls like, someday I'm going to move to Nashville.
Right,
it was like, didn't even cross my mind. And then I was there and it was almost like this spiritual experience where it was like, this is where you belong and you don't belong in Utah right now. It was just a really overwhelming feeling. So I told my dad, I'm like, hey, Dad, I'm moving to Nashville. He's like, oh, okay. So about a month later, he helped me pack up all the stuff and I was gone. I ended up meeting a whole bunch of people, called that drummer. And he's like, hey, there's a bunch of people that are looking for a fiddle player. And would you want to try out? And I'm like, sure, that sounds great. So they sent me this guy's stuff. His name's Ken Johnson. I ended up memorizing all the lyrics, getting everything perfect for the fiddle part, go in. He hires me. And then from there, I ended up meeting this girl named Danelle. And she was a songwriter. I had never written a song And I'm like, hey, let's get together and I'd love to learn how to write songs. From that very first co-write that we did, we wrote this song and our voices sounded so similar that people thought we were sisters.
Oh, really?
They're just like that sisterly harmony. And a friend came over, he's like, you guys should be a duo. I'm like, sure, why not? And then from that day, we would spend 12 hours a day writing and recording. We learned how to use Pro Tools. And then I started touring with another girl named Shannon Brown that was signed with Warner Brothers. Mm-hmm. And I started going all over the country with her while I was still doing my music stuff and nannying and trying to pay the bills at the same time. And then I ended up also trying out for Trisha Yearwood. And I ended up playing fiddle for her for a couple weeks on a California tour that she was doing. So it was just crazy. I still pinch myself and see, did that actually happen? Because it was just so, so fun. We were just road dogs, constantly gone, constantly doing music. And after a couple years, probably about 5 years, then we finally got some interest, started working with a producer, got our first publishing deal, and then started working with John Rich. And we ended up signing a record deal with Warner Brothers and a publishing deal with Sony. And by that time, we were just like, cloud nine, this is awesome,
yep.
You know?
Flying high.
Oh my goodness. But then after we had sent in all these songs to our label, after they signed us, they're like, oh, well, those songs are good and we signed you, but I don't think we should release any of those. We're like, what?
They didn't like any of the songs.
They're like, they're good, but you need something that just hits. And we're like, oh, okay. So we wrote for another 6-8 months. And our producer, John Rich, is like, let's just kind of blow him away. Let's take him to my bar. We'll play him like 5 songs. We produced it all ourselves and then took the label in. And they're like, oh my goodness, you guys have like 5 hit singles. We're going to put you out now and blah, blah, blah. And then the head of the label gets fired.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Which ended up being actually the best thing ever. We thought that it was such a bummer, but the new guy came in and we were all ready to go.
Right.
And so he listened through a bunch of the acts and said, oh, I like these girls. Let's put them out. And then from that point on, we were the first act. They put who knows how much money into it. And we started just touring and doing everything for Wildflower. And it ended up being number 15 on the Billboard chart on country. And so it's just like crazy. It's really weird feeling when you go to a place where they've been playing your song really heavy and everybody's singing your song back to you. And it just takes your breath away. You're like, wait. You guys know my song? And I'd stop singing and I let them sing it. And I'm like, this is the best moment ever.
Right.
Before that, I hadn't even written a song. So anyways, long story short, it was an amazing experience.
Sounds like everything went according to plan.
Yeah,
going to Nashville.
And when did the universe tell you to come back to Utah?
After we did our tour, my duo partner and I kind of had different opinions, different thoughts on a bunch of things. We decided to split ways. And then I was trying to decide, do I do a solo thing? Do I want a family? Because I had been through multiple relationships and it just never went anywhere. I'm one of those people that has always wanted a family. And so for me, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a little older. That's something I want to think about. Because when you're touring all the time, there's not really
a
chance
to think
meet
about anything,
anybody
yeah.
or the right kind of person. And then I got word from my family that my 3-year-old niece, great niece actually, had been diagnosed with cancer. And I'm just like, oh man, how can I help in this situation? Like, I don't have anything pressing that I need to do. Maybe I can just move home and I can get my stuff there and just kind of help her. So that was the plan. And I moved everything home. I felt really good about it, although leaving Nashville was very hard because I just still love Nashville.
Yeah.
But I came home and then went to visit her. She was doing really good. She's cancer-free now, thank heavens.
Oh, congratulations.
So it's great, but it was scary there for a minute. And then I ended up meeting my husband on Tinder while I was here. And then we ended up getting married and then starting a family. And so it just kind of just evolved. But if I hadn't have come back, I probably wouldn't have made that connection with my husband. So, you know, everything happens for a reason.
The universe works in mysterious
ways. Yes, it does. We have 3 kids. And it's been fun just being a mom. And then I've been teaching lessons. And then this last year, I was talking to my husband. I'm like, I have all of these songs. Like, I've always said I was going to do a solo album. Why not now? he's amazing because he's always been so supportive of me doing music. He's like, yeah, go get some gigs, go do some stuff, you know? And we ended up starting a nonprofit called Nashville in the Rockies. Yeah, our 1 year anniversary of starting that's coming up.
Wow, pretty fresh.
Yeah, it's pretty fresh. And it's been a lot of fun just connecting with a lot of local musicians.
You've connected with a couple of musicians we've had on the show, right?
Yeah, I have. Alicia and Seymour and a bunch of others, you know? Because we do jams and concerts and education and stuff. I guess my dream is to create just a little mini Nashville here where everybody's writing together, everybody's coming to concerts, supporting each other, getting world-class entertainment or educators coming here. So it's been a lot of fun.
You are such a good storyteller. Thank you for sharing with us about all this stuff that you've gone through. And we're excited to hear more music from you. We want to get a little taste of what you're going to be playing tonight.
Yeah.
You also have another guitarist here, Chris. We see you back there, buddy.
I got him to come along with me. I love having a group playing together. There's just so much energy in it. And so he was kind enough to join me today.
How many people are playing tonight with you?
Five.
Yeah.
Five band members. And we like to run around on stage, so I'm sure you'll... So definitely be ready to dance because it's pretty high energy.
Oh, we're Family ready fun. To dance. What's a song you can play to finish the show today?
This one's called Glory Years.
The story behind this one.
Sometimes when you get to a place in life where you come to a fork in the road and you have to take one road or the other, it's about the bittersweetness of leaving behind all those memories and all those things, and sometimes the people that you've built these things with, and taking a chance and going forward on a new path, whether it be a new job or like something else, or even in high school, like when you graduate, you know, just look around at all these people that you might not even see ever again, and just taking that leap of faith and just moving forward. It's about that.
If people want to find you on the interwebs, what's the best way to get to your music and your concert lineup?
My website is SusieBrownOfficial.com, spelled S-U-S-I-E. And on there, I have a link where you guys can sign up to subscribe to my newsletter, where I have a free download of my new song called Back Home. This one I'm super excited about because it's just talking about coming back to your roots. If people want to help donate to the album, they can get a free download. And right now you can't stream it, but you can find it on my website. So
I love it.
Yeah.
A mystery. Well, thank you again for being with us here. And we're looking forward to seeing you tonight at the New Park Amphitheater.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Just won't let you live without some goodbyes. Faces that you love will soon move on, then they're gone. Time is like a train you just can't seem to slow down. Sneaks in like a thief in the night, and memories fly. Fly away. So it's one more night to reminisce of all we've done, all we'll miss. We've come so far, and now here we are. Collecting all our yesterdays, the laughs we share, the fears we face that tell the story of our glory years. Bittersweet, letting go of all we know and chasing dreams, taking different roads to find our destiny. It's a mystery how we get so far from where we started out to where we'll go. And so it's one more night to reminisce of all we've done and all we'll miss. We've come so far, and now here. We share the fears we face that tell the story of our glory years. Mm-hmm. share the fears we face that tell the story.